For your security and safety, never play this audio production when operating machinery or a motor vehicle. It is suggested that you be comfortably seated in a quiet area. After you hear the opening chimes, you will enter into deep hypnosis within 30 seconds, or if you prefer, 60 seconds. The choice is yours.
Hello, and welcome. With your permission, during this hypnotic narration, I will hypnotize you to deeply relax and experience the hypnosis session you selected. Let's begin now. I want you now to assume the safety position to be properly hypnotized. Please sit up in your chair, place both of your feet flat on the floor and spread about a foot apart. Put the palms of your hands flat down on your thighs. Balance your head on your shoulders, look straight ahead, then gently close your eyes. Now follow my voice. Remain focused on it at all times. If you hear anything other than me, like a phone ringing or a TV in another room, it's okay. It will only serve to remind you that you're here, safe, comfortable, and may go deeper into your hypnotic sleep. When I say sleep, it does not mean to go to sleep like you do when you go to bed. It means you cause yourself to go into your deepest state of relaxation. But remain aware and focused on my voice at all times. Remember, the secret of going into hypnosis safely is to act out with your mind and body every suggestion and direction I give to you. For instance, if I suggest your arms are relaxed, let them go limp. It is you who must physically cause that to happen. When you act out a suggestion or direction, you automatically become more relaxed and gently go further into hypnosis until you reach a physical state similar to being asleep, while at the same time your mind is alert and focused on my voice at all times. You will hear everything I say clearly. My voice will tend to soothe and relax you. It's been trained to do that for you. As you listen to it, you feel more relaxed and better in every way. You will not go unconscious. While your body looks asleep, your mind remains alert and aware and focused. Remember, you must make happen in your mind and with your body everything I suggest or direct for you to enjoy hypnosis. Don't analyze what I'm saying. Just act it out. I'll do the rest. Okay, I want you now to think about your feet. Now, start wiggling all of your toes up and down, as hard and as fast as you can. Do this now. Good. Now keep it up. And as you're doing this, you'll notice the tendons in your feet will become slightly stressed and warm. This is normal. Now keep it up. Wiggle, wiggle. Harder, harder. Faster, faster. You're doing a good job. Now, as you keep doing this, I will quickly count backwards from 3 to 0, and then you'll hear me snap my fingers. When you hear me snap my fingers, I want you to instantly let your feet and toes be completely still. Okay, here we go now. 3, 2, 1, 0. Oh, that feels better. Now let your feet be still and limp. The discomfort in your tendons is going away, and your feet feel limp and relaxed. Now imagine, let that feeling of relaxation in your feet move up into your ankles. Let your ankles be limp and heavy. There, you're doing just fine now. Now, deep sleep. Deep relaxation is moving into your shins and calf muscles. It feels so good to now let your calves dangle from the bone. Your knees are smooth and relaxed. Deep sleep, deep relaxation are moving into your thighs. You let them feel heavy and limp on your chair. It feels good to let gravity take over. Your pelvis is relaxed. Your buttocks are warm and comfortable. Deep sleep, deep relaxation is moving into your waist. It feels so good to now let your tummy out. It's okay, nobody can see you. Just let it hang out and be limp. Your arms are relaxed and heavy. Your elbows are loose. Now let your wrist, hands, and fingers be completely limp and still. Deep sleep, deep relaxation is moving into your chest cavity. Your heart is slowing down just a little now. It's good for it. Perhaps you've had some stress recently. It's good for your heart to rest. Of course, as your heart rests, your breathing will change just slightly. When it does, you go deep asleep into your beautiful hypnotic trance, the deep hypnotic sleep. Deep sleep, deep relaxation is now moving into your lower back beneath your spine. Now release the tension there by letting it go limp. Deep relaxation is now moving up your spine and into the muscles of each side of your spine. Now up between your shoulder blades, up over your shoulders, and into your collarbones. Deep sleep and relaxation are moving up the back of your neck and behind your ears. As a luxury for you, I want you now to cause those little tendons behind your ears, those tiny muscles, to go limp now. Just let go of them and go deeper. Now deep sleep. Deep sleep and relaxation are moving up the back of your head, over the top of your head, and into your forehead. Your forehead becomes smooth and relaxed as deep sleep moves into your eyes. Deep relaxation circulates throughout your facial muscles. Your nose, cheeks, lips, and chin become soft, warm, and sleepy. I want you now to take the pressure off of your teeth. To do this, I want you now to let your jaw go completely slack. Just let it hang open. That's it. Gently open your mouth and let your jaw be totally limp now. Part your lips and let your mouth remain slightly open with your jaw limp. You may breathe through your mouth or your nose. Whichever you do choose, you go twice as deep asleep. Twice as deep into a mellow, relaxed state. Now let your tongue relax. Deep sleep and relaxation are now moving deeply inside of you. Everything inside of you is working perfectly and automatically. Deep sleep is moving into your mind. You haven't a care in the world now. I want you now to enjoy going further into hypnosis to truly enjoy all of the benefits of the hypnotic programming in this session. I want you now to open your imagination. Pretend or imagine your way, perhaps like you did as a child. Imagine that you and I are standing at the top of a flight of stairs. Imagine that. These are safe stairs, with a sturdy handrail for you to hold on to as we both go down these steps together. I'll be with you in your mind to support you with each step down. Now, with each step we take down together, in your own way, I want you to become twice as relaxed as you were on the previous step. And so it is, with each step we take down together, you go twice as deep into your hypnotic trance, but remain focused on my voice at all times. After we have stepped off the last step together, you'll hear me snap my fingers as a gentle signal. You will then release every cell, nerve, bone, joint, and muscle in your body into a deep, relaxed state. You keep your head balanced on your shoulders, facing straight ahead, and remain sitting up. You will then be in your deepest state of hypnosis and ready to enjoy the marvelous hypnotic programming I will administer to you. And so it is, we are now stepping off the 10th step with your left foot, down to the 9th step. Now allow and cause yourself to be twice as relaxed as you were before we stepped down. Now, down to step number 8, going twice as deep asleep now. Now 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, going much deeper, 2, 1, and deep, deep, luxurious, sweet sleep. I am speaking directly to your subconscious mind now. Listen carefully to me as I begin the hypnotic programming you selected. You are deeply relaxed and focused on my voice now, and it's time for you to ascend above all of your troubles. Go now, deeply into your mind, where you may rise above your troubles. Follow my voice. I want you now to remember a time when you were either in trouble or felt troubled. Do not think about trouble that caused you to experience trauma. Just remember a time you were in trouble that was stressful, then eventually went away. Okay, I want you to remember that trouble as if it was occurring right now. Your trouble was real, so it's easy for you to relive it in your mind. Now, go deeper into that trouble. In your mind, give that trouble any shape and color that you can imagine. Now, in your mind, imagine that image of trouble floating in midair in front of you. Good. Now, listen to me carefully. In that image of trouble floating in front of you contains all of the bad emotions, pain, stress, difficult feelings, plus any fear and anger involved when you originally had that trouble. Now let it remain floating in front of you. It can't hurt or touch you. It has no power as long as you choose to simply let it be. I want you now to open up your imagination. In your mind, pretend you are slowly walking around that trouble floating in front of you. Keep staring at it as you walk. See if its shape and color changes as you walk around it. Keep walking around it until you are back in front of it again, then stop. I will remain silent for a moment as you do this. Very good. What you just experienced is a perception you created as to how your old trouble should now appear. Also notice it had no negative effect on you. It simply was trouble hovering in front of you, nothing less and nothing more. You chose not to own it or be emotionally involved with it. You simply let it be. Now compare the perception you just had of that trouble to the perception you had of that same trouble when it first happened to you in the past. Remember? When you first experienced that trouble in the past, you perceived it as stressful and awful. However, this time, you perceived it to have a shape and color and to not bother you. Notice you had two separate perceptions of the same trouble. The first one was painfully stressful. The other one you perceived was simply an image of the same trouble harmlessly floating in front of you. Notice that the only difference between the original trouble and that same trouble you recreated in your mind just now was how you chose to perceive it. The first time you were in trouble, you chose to perceive it as stressful, and you suffered. This time, you chose to perceive that same trouble as a floating illusion, and it didn't bother you. Obviously, what is going on is how you choose to perceive trouble. This is proof you can rise above any trouble by simply choosing how you wish to perceive it. For the first time ever, you realize you can be in control of you rather than your troubles being in control of you. You truly can rise above your troubles whenever you like. It's all a matter of choosing what your perception of the trouble at the time will be. If you approach it with fear, anger, guilt, judgment, and punishment, it will be a negative experience that will be awful. If you simply let trouble be and refuse to perceive it as anything else, other than what it is, it can't make you emotionally suffer because you choose not to let it bother you. In other words, your right-thinking perception of trouble is that trouble is simply trouble and nothing more. Don't add on or take away from it. Just let it be. Step back, decide what is really so, then calmly take responsibility. Make things right without emotional involvement, and then move on. Doing anything other than that, and the trouble has control of you, rather than you being in control of it. Therefore, the key to rising above any trouble is to decide how you will perceive it. Once again, if you choose to perceive it as emotionally harmful and negative, I can assure you that is what you will experience and you will suffer. If you choose to let trouble be and nothing more, You have chosen to not give it any power over you. You may not have any control over the result of trouble, such as damage or loss, but you do have control over how it leaves you feeling. You cannot avoid trouble in life, but you can avoid the lousy feelings of misery it will cause if you allow it to do so. Remember, it's always a matter of your choice. From now on, when trouble occurs in your life, you always apply this technique. You will be empowered to recognize trouble being simply just that, trouble and nothing more. You choose not to perceive trouble in any other way. By accepting this reality, you may overlook your troubles by forgiving them and simply walk away. In this manner, you remain free of any perception of emotional harm or negative effects. Now you can remain stable and be at peace in the midst of any trouble. This truth has set you free. Now you know that most everyone's perception of their troubles are negative, stressful, and they're terrible constructs that in fact are not real or the truth. They are illusions that are to be ignored so you can see past them to realize the truth of what's really so. And now to complete your session to rid you of suffering when troubles come into your life, open your imagination and see that same trouble you gave a shape and color to a few minutes ago floating in front of you again. Do this now. Very good. Now, in your mind, grab that trouble firmly and toss it over your head behind you. Do this now in your mind. Okay. Now, in your mind, turn around and notice that you can't see it or find it. It's gone. How so? Simple. It was a perception, an illusion, a creation by the subconscious mind. This, in reality, is what trouble really is. It's an illusion. So let it be. Take responsibility for it without any need to suffer over it. And when done, let it disappear into what it really is, which is merely a perception or illusion. Or better put, nothing at all. On the count of five, you will come out of hypnosis truly feeling like a new person who is totally free of any negative feelings involving trouble. You effortlessly arise above them. 1. When you come out of this hypnotic trance, you feel wonderful, perhaps better than you felt in years. Physical and emotional perceptions of discomfort as a result of your troubles cannot exist anymore because they are simply illusions. You're completely at peace. 2. Remember, for hypnosis purposes only, in the future, whenever you hear me say sleep or deep sleep, you enjoy quickly returning to this deeply relaxed state of hypnosis. You go in swiftly, deeply, and soundly. Deep sleep. 3. You let trouble simply be. You don't add on or take away from it. Trouble does not mean you have to suffer with stress and be unhappy. Trouble is trouble and nothing more to you. You choose not to create or recognize any negative and stressful perception generated by it. It has no power to disturb your peace because it's only an illusion which you pay no attention to. 4. When you awaken from hypnosis, you enjoy walking, talking, thinking, and behaving free from any perceptions of stress and discomfort generated from experiencing trouble. You feel serene, calm, and totally in control of your mind and emotions. And 5. You may come out of hypnosis and awaken. Open your eyes. Now, wide awake and wide awake. Oh my, it's so wonderful to ascend above your troubles. And you know what made that possible? It was you. When you made a donation to help New Life Clinic's Charitable Trust to support charities that feed thousands of hungry boys and girls and provide other charitable services. For that, I personally thank you, and so do a lot of hungry kids. Please feel free to enhance and reinforce your ascension above your troubles any time by listening to this session again. Each time you do, you'll go deeper into the hypnosis state and enjoy it even more. I enjoyed programming your subconscious mind to cause you to ascend above your troubles whenever they occur. I'm Dr. Robert Dean for New Life Clinic's Charitable Trust and your Doctor of Clinical Hypnotherapy. Thanks again for your loving support.
This concludes your hypnotherapy session.